Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name is Dave. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Will you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes? They're very short. From Massachusetts. Metro
Oh,
Search.
yeah, go ahead.
Metro. Okay, thank you. And now, okay, English. And what is your age? I want to make sure that we're presenting every age group.
What, I'm between 55 and 65.
Okay, thank you. And you live in Massachusetts, correct?
Yes.
And what county?
Suffolk.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And how would you describe your gender? I know what you sound like, but I have to read this verbatim.
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Cape Verdean.
What is it?
Cape Verdean.
Is that white or Caucasian?
It's part of
Or?
Africa. Yeah,
Oh,
it's part of
okay.
Africa.
So
Cape
you
Verde
consider?
Islands.
Oh, I see.
In America, I would say African American. Just say
Okay,
African American.
that I'll put that there. Thank you. And what was the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
In college.
Bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation related issue facing Massachusetts? In your own words, I have to write it down. So please be like a specific.
What
What do you
is the
think is
most important what? Well, I didn't get the question.
transportation related issue facing Massachusetts? What is that you will consider an issue?
Transportation?
Yeah, transportation, yes. The public transportation, yes. All of it. You know, the trains, the
Oh, the
buses.
public tra-
Yes.
Oh, I just think traffic. I think whoever did all this new bike lanes and the one lanes now, the traffic in Massachusetts is, at least in Boston, is really bad all day, 24/7, except for maybe
Okay.
Sunday.
Okay, so traffic is real bad. Okay, thank you. And
Okay.
what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including the governor, Maura Healey?
Oh, yeah.
On transportation, including highways, roads, bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking. What grade would you give it, A, B, C, D, or F? To the
What
governor.
grade for all of the transportation?
Yes, because she's in charge of a B, thank you. And the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, or F?
Oh, I'll do a B. She's trying on that.
Which one?
B.
Okay. D like in David?
B as in boy.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities?
For recent transit authorities?
Yeah, the regional transit, because Massachusetts have 15 regional transit authorities. So what grade would you give Governor Healey for handling the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
I'll say C.
The same, B as boy, as in boy?
C as in Cindy.
Oh, okay, thank you. The Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or F?
D.
D as in David?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, will you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? worse than it was before the pandemic or about the same?
Worse,
thank you. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, just let me know. Take the MBTA commuter rail. Very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe.
Unsafe.
You said unsafe?
Yes. Yeah.
But somewhat unsafe or very unsafe?
Somewhat unsafe.
Thank you. How about take the MBTA subway? Do you feel safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe? Do not know or don't
somewhat
know?
Somewhat unsafe.
Somewhat unsafe. Thank you. And not drive or ride in a car on local roads. Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe? Or do not do or don't
somewhat
know?
On local roads?
Yeah, driving the car on local roads.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe, thank you. And drive or ride in car on the highway. It feels very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe. Do not do or don't know.
Somewhat unsafe. People somewhat drive too fast on highway.
Okay, thank you. Walk around your community. You feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, or do not know, or do not do, or do don't know.
In my community, I feel somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe? Thank you.
Yes.
How about riding a bicycle? Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, do not do, or don't know?
Somewhat unsafe because of
thank
the
you.
Cars. They don't respect bikes.
Okay, thank you. And take a public bus like the MBTA or the RTA. Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, do not do, or don't know?
Somewhat unsafe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned you feel at least somewhat unsafe driving or riding in the car. Are there any other following reasons why? I'm going to read you some of the choices. Poor road conditions, drivers distracted by their phones, reckless or speeding drivers, road rage, any of this or none of this or
all of
don't
the
know?
Above.
All of the above?
Is there all of the above? Yeah.
Okay.
All of those.
So poor, okay. Okay, thank you. And by the way, thank you so much for participating. I really appreciate it. We have 50%, only a few more questions left. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. You mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe taking some form of public transit. Are there any other parliament reasons? I'm going to read you another list. Why? Worry about crime or violence, all broken transit vehicles, feel unsafe at or getting to or from transit stops, all or broken transit station platforms, worry about COVID, other illnesses, overcrowding.
Overcrowded and COVID.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe riding a bicycle. Are there any other final reasons why? I'm going to read you another list. Law enforcement of traffic laws, lacks enforcement of traffic laws, lack of security bike parking, lack of bike lanes on streets, poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, reckless or speeding drivers, drivers distracted by their phones, lack of separated bike path. Any of them?
Yeah, distraction of drivers mainly.
Okay.
And speeding. They drive too fast.
Reckless or speeding drivers and drivers distracted by their phones, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about a different topic. Governor Haley has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thank you. We are almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Cars?
Cars, yes, ma'am.
One,
thank you.
Oh.
Okay, yes. Do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
Rent.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed full-time, employed part-time, or not currently employed?
Employed part-time.
Part-time, thank you.
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offers any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discount transit pass, a pre-tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes from an employee's paycheck? No, my work does not offer any discount for transit passes. I don't know.
They don't offer any.
Thank you. Does your work offers any form of parking free or paid for employees? Free parking, parking pay per month, parking pay per day, none of these, or don't know?
None. Don't offer.
None. Thank you.
Nope.
How often do you work from home right now? Every work day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month? Never. I prefer not to work from home. Never. This is not an option for my work, or don't know?
Never. I have to leave to go to work.
It's not an option from your work, or you prefer not to work from home? Oh, it's just not an option that you...
No, I would love to work from home, but it's not an option for me
okay,
to work
okay.
from home.
Thank you. Thank you. When you commute to work, how do you do so? You take the commuter rail, take the ferry. You drive. Thank you. Okay. Why do you commute the way you do? I have to write it down, so like, you know, just let me know, like, you know, why do you commute by car? Why do you drive instead of taking public transportation? You know, in your own words, how do you feel
it's
about
easier.
It?
It's easier for me to drive than to take public transportation. I would have to take quite a few buses.
Than to take public transportation.
Than to drive, yeah. It's easier to drive than to, and it's close for me, so it's not far. Public transportation would take a lot longer.
Okay. So you're saying that it's closer, right? It's closer to drive than to take.
Okay.
My job. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. In politics today, which will you consider yourself, a Democrat or Republican, an independent or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. On most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither, or neither?
Most issues, Democratic.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25 to less than $50,000,
Below 25.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The first one, below 25,000.
Okay. And now, what is your zip code where you live?
02120.
02120?
Yep.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. You've been great. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day. Take care. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Got the first one.